Hi there. I'm Paul Boger, host of KNPR State of Nevada. Enjoy this conversation from the show. If you like it, please follow us, and thanks.
Climate change models predict that long-term droughts are becoming more frequent, meaning temperatures will likely continue to increase while water becomes less available. For many farmers and ranchers, that could spell disaster. Crops such as rice, corn, soybeans all have upper temperature limits. Alfalfa, Nevada's number one cash crop, requires a lot more water than what might be available in the future. However, researchers at the University of Nevada, Reno have identified a surprising crop that has potential source for not just food and fodder, but also a future fuel source. Cactus pears, also otherwise known as opuntia, have had long history as a food source for both Native and Hispanic peoples, as well as fodder for animals. But now the plant has taken on a new life that could help power a hotter, drier Mountain West while saving a lot of water at the same time. To learn more, I spoke with John Cushman, a professor in UNR's College of Agriculture, Biotechnology, and Natural Resources. Here's that conversation. Professor Cushman, welcome.
Well, thank you.
What are we talking about when we talk about biofuel?
Well, it means that we want to try to introduce and really exploit new types of crops that are going to be suitable for the arid and hot conditions that we experience in the southern and western United States. And it's particularly appropriate for Nevada because Nevada is the driest state. And we want to try to develop and characterize species of cactus pear or opuntia because they have many uses. The cactus pear is used for food, forage fodder for feeding animals, and also lots of other interesting products like cosmetics and nutraceuticals. But for this most recent project, we're interested in the ability of opuntia to serve as a biofuel feedstock.
But why cactus pear?
The opuntia has two characteristics that are really desirable. It has a high productivity, but very low water demands. It has about 1/6 the water demand of a typical C3 crop like rice and about 4 times less the water demand of a C4 crop like sorghum or maize. And the biomass that opuntia produces can be converted to a variety of biofuels, can be converted to bioethanol, sustainable aviation fuel, and methane.
Let's back up. Are we talking about regular old prickly pear cactuses?
We are. That's the common name. But first and foremost, we are working entirely with spineless cactus. So we take the prickly out of the equation. And what we're focused on is identifying from the National Germplasm Collection highly productive accessions or cultivars of this cactus. And our prior research has shown that there's a great diversity of productivity. And we have at our disposal a large collection, something on the order of 250 spineless varieties or accessions of cactus. And these have not been studied in a systematic way. And so one of the goals of the project is to grow these out in what are called common gardens across 4 different locations across the United States, and then determine which accession or accessions are suitable for these different locations. Some are very dry, some are very wet, and also to identify those that are really, really highly productive, because biomass productivity is the name of the game when it comes to biofuels. You want a lot of this biomass to convert to biofuels. And the other consideration is that it has to be scalable, that we have to grow out hundreds and thousands of acres of this cactus. And so our research is to try to jumpstart that process, to try and identify these accessions and then expand out these accessions as rapidly as possible.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't a cactus usually take a long time to grow?
Yes, that's the conventional wisdom, of course, is that cactus are slow growing. But it turns out that opuntia is, relatively speaking, grows very rapidly. And that's what makes it such an attractive feedstock for animal forage or fodder or biofuel feedstocks. And it's really highly productive among the in terms of the, you know, relative terms in the cactus world. And so that's why we're so interested in it. It just has this wonderful high productivity, and it grows as a perennial crop, but you can also be grown over time in multiple years. So it could be harvested within a year, 2 years, 5 years. It has a great deal of flexibility in that regard.
This research is ongoing, but it's based on previous experiments conducted down in Logandale at the extension site in Moapa Valley. What did you learn there?
What we wanted to do in that project was to determine the productivity of three different accessions, actually three different species of cactus pear in that study. And we wanted to follow their productivity over time. So it was a five-year study, which is unusual for agricultural studies. Most studies are, you know, 1 to 2 years. This was a five-year study, and we wanted to see how the productivity of the cactus pear ramped up over time. But we also wanted to understand what the water requirements are. And we determined that the optimal water use efficiency, that means the amount of biomass produced per unit water, and we found that it was about 400 millimeters per year. And that is a very low number, yet the productivity of the biomass depended on the watering was somewhere on the order of about 11.5 megagrams or tons of dry biomass per year. And that amount of biomass production is on par with some of the other biofuel crops that folks are studying. But the real remarkable thing about cactus pear is that it has this very low water requirement.
You spoke a few minutes ago about scaling this research to industry, but isn't cactus pear already in production industrially?
Yes, there are a number of locations throughout the world that where cactus pear is in production. Of course, Mexico is one of the larger producers of cactus pear, and it has been used for millennia in the Hispanic culture and the Native American culture in Central America and also in the United States. And the other major areas are where people are growing this at scale are just South Africa, the Mediterranean basin, Italy, where it's highly prized for the fruit production. And so its popularity is growing, and there are lots of folks who are interested in beginning to scale. But we also need to understand basic research-wise these highly productive accessions and understand why they're so productive and why they have such great water use efficiency. And that's part of our basic research program. So our program is both basic and applied.
Have you spoken to any Nevada farmers about this research? Farmers grow a lot of alfalfa in Nevada. Are they interested in learning how to grow a less water-intensive crop like cactus pears?
Well, I think it's going to take some convincing. I think why our research is important is to demonstrate that you can grow the cactus well, how to grow it well, and to understand its potential. And also from that regard, understand, is it economically viable as a crop? So we want to try and understand, is this economically profitable? Where's the biomass going to go? Where's the fruit going to go? And how this all ends up being a profitable enterprise for farmers.
John Cushman is a professor in the Department of Biochemistry, Molecular Biology, and Biotechnology in the University of Nevada, Reno's College of Agriculture, Biotechnology, and Natural Resources. Professor Cushman, thank you so much.
Thank you.